Hello?
Hi, William. Sorry, I think we got cut off then. I do apologise. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. I think that thing's probably come through now because it's my my niece is bugging about with my phone and...
no problem. So when you open the document...
You're getting my glasses, so since you can
call
on
your time. Take your time.
Where are my phone? Where are you phoning from, Glasgow?
No, so we've got an office in Edinburgh, and we've got an office within Manchester. I'm in the Manchester office at this moment in time.
How long does this usually take with you?
It's a process from start to finish. It can depend now. We've had people that have had a payout within as little as 6 months. I think the maximum is around about 12 months.
Okay. So you want me clicking the link, guys?
Yeah, so click on that link for me, please, William. Yeah, and it'll just bring up a documents page. And then when you're on that page...
Part one, part three.
Yeah, keep scrolling down. There should be a little button that says sign. And then it requires a little squiggle with your finger. And then there's a blue button that says execute all documents.
Okay. Did you get that?
Yeah, I'm just going to check on our end there, William. Bear me a second, okay? Okay, that's brilliant. So that's accepted, okay. So that just gives authorization for the legal team to contact you. Now, last but not least, William, because the legal team are going in for a claim and it's going to be over £10,000, they will need to confirm a proof of ID and a proof of address from yourself, okay. So what we're going to do, we're going to send you a message via the application. Do you use WhatsApp at all, William?
Yeah.
You do use WhatsApp, that's perfectly fine. Now, you'll receive a message on WhatsApp from the administration's team. I'm going to pop you on hold in a few minutes' time. You do require one form of photo ID and one form of proof of address. Now, the photo ID can be like a bus pass or a driving license or a passport or a citizen card. Do you have any of them?
Yeah, I've got them all, mate.
Yeah, that's fine. And then a letter dated within the last 3 months, okay? It can be any letter. As long as it's got the date on there and your address, they'll accept that, okay? So do you have them to hand, William?
I don't, mate. I'm in my niece's house, and I'm going down to collect my wife's over in Prague, and she's flying back today where Auntie. So I'm going down to pick her up. So can I do all this tomorrow?
Right. Of course you can. I'll think getting the message sent over via WhatsApp anyway. When you receive that, just reply back tomorrow. Everything's on the message, what you need anyway, so don't worry about that.
No.
Okay. I just will make you aware just before we go, there's a little script that I need to make you aware of. There are 3 ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government's legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in government legal fee schemes, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. So basically what that means is that the solicitors will be going in for the maximum amount possible for yourself. Is that okay?
Okay, and how much do you take off it, to be honest?
So the legal team, they'll take 16%. Of whatever it is, plus VAT, so I think it's 20% maximum they can take. So if they went in for a claim of 100,000, you'd receive 80, they'd receive 20. That's how it works. That's all they can recover all the records and recover all the legal costs as well. Okay. Now, William, once you get off the phone to yourself, I would save this number. My name is James Thompson. I am your case handler. So if you've got any questions or any updates, please do not hesitate to give me a call back on this number. Is that okay?
Okay, yeah, I'll save your number just now.
William, I'll pop a password onto your report as well. So if you get any phone calls from anybody, all you'll need to do is ask, have you got my password? If they don't know your password, pop the phone down. It gives you a bit of security as well as ourselves. What would you like your password to be?
Just Leona.
Leona. Okay, that's fine. I've placed that on there for you. Any questions at all, William?
No, everything's fine just now.
Brilliant stuff. Look out for your message on WhatsApp, and if you have
any
questions, please do.
Okay, I'll get that sent to you tomorrow, mate.
Cheers, bud. Thank you very much,
mate.
William. Bye-bye.
No.